Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way here this morning. Man, we're having a great time talking fishing with Captain Tim from the Royal Star, Fisherman's Landing. We're just having a great time here, taking your phone calls and having a great time talking some fishing. If you want to get through and join us on this second hour, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. Or shoot us a text. A great option of joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup is the text the show option. And to do that, it's very easy. Just download the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, a great way to listen to the show, participate with the show, and you can shoot us a text. We're going to be reading your text throughout the second hour here, having a great time. Again, giving away a great prize, too. We talked about it earlier this morning. One lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to go fishing on board a full-day trip on board the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. What a great opportunity to just go fishing on a beautiful boat with a great group of guys, and we sure appreciate that. And, hey, want to thank to our buddy Sean Sebring, who was standing by from Fisherman's Processing. We had a caller earlier wanting to know about the new address to Fisherman's Processing. You guys picked a great location. So the actual address is 4004 Taylor Street. It's 92110. It's an old town. It's kind of right across the street from the Perry's Cafe, real famous breakfast spot. But it's such a perfect, easy access, close to the landings, easy drive. It's just, I think, a great move.
Yeah, everybody, so everybody knows, I mean, just the history. We lost our lease at the old place. I think everybody knows this already, but just if you don't, we lost our lease at the old place, and we've had this new location for over a year now. But you know, we were rocking as far as getting permits and building it out the whole nine yards, and then the dreaded COVID hit, and it was just slammed the brakes on hard. I do have to say, a big shout out and note of gratitude to our landlords at the place in Liberty Station who allowed us to overstay our lease and got our summer in. So thank goodness for that.
That's
because
cool.
It would have been a hell of a tough year for sport fishing without that, that additional fish processor. So anyway, we got that in. We got out of there on December 1st, and we're in the final leg here of getting power to the building, which has been, a real slog. Again, the bureaucracy was really bogged down by the whole COVID nightmare. So we're in the building, and we expect to be up and running, I'm going to say, within the next couple months. Hopefully it'll be sooner, but I think that's a realistic time frame. The building is fantastic. The location, it's on your way out. If you're driving out Rosecrans from the landing, where Rosecrans makes that turn to the left to go on the freeway, if you just go straight, and you can actually see the building.
Right.
When you're at the corner of Midway and Rosecrans, you can see, if you're looking straight ahead, you can see the building there. You just go straight right past the Big Five, and you're in our door. You go into the freeway, and it's got incredible access to the 5 North, to the 5 South, to the 80s.
Yeah, you're in the middle of everything.
You're right there. Exactly. It's a great location. The building is much bigger. The facility is bigger, so we've got a lot more room, and we started with a raw open floor plan.
Hey, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah,
exactly.
So we really designed it this time. The flow pattern is fantastic.
You got to have what you learned from multiple years of being the highest end fish processor, and then get to blank slate your new facility based on that.
Exactly.
That's cool.
Yeah, and the new freezer is, we had to do some juggling there in the height of the season because we just didn't have enough space. This place has adequate space. It's really, I'm stoked. I'm stoked on location. So Sean,
that's great.
He's just, we're just chomping at the bit to get
imagine.
Open, as you can imagine, because it's got really a lot of potential for convenience for our for our loyal customers, functionality for our guys that are in the back working. It's just going to be a much easier place to work. You know, we can be
That's
more
great.
Efficient getting product turned in and out of there. And then it's a great retail location, too.
That's cool.
For all of Sean's products, you know, all
the market stuff is
just
crushing
it, too. Yeah, the
market,
smoke fish. We've got our HACCP certification, so we can do anything and everything there. I can't wait.
That's
We're really fired up on
well,
it.
Well, it's very well deserved and good going for the whole team there at Fish Mushrooms Processing. Hey, again, if you want to join us in this hour, 213-432-1090 is the way to do it. Hey, and promised, it's time for the Catch Report today, our FishDope.com report, sponsored by the Fish Pros, speaking of at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returned to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, which is a huge thing this year with all those big giant bluefins. Now with Fish Pros The Market, you can purchase that fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and that famous tuna burger. And don't forget that amazing pokey kit. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. We're going to start it off with our FishDope.com reporter, the private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Ricky. Morning, Tim.
Morning.
But, so it's kind of hard to believe that we're at our last report of 2020 here.
Great.
What an absolutely, yeah, for sure, what an amazing year. And it's really great listening to you and Tim at the start of the show talk about all the opportunity this year. And, you know, certainly the private boat fleet got in on all of that good stuff, both the quality and the quantity, and much of it so close to home. Just what an unbelievable season. But, man, it's wintertime now, and in terms of current reports, not too much. But do got a little quick shout-out here to Catalina Island. Other than the good rock fishing at both ends there, it's been pretty slow in terms of surface stuff there. The last bigger sea bass that I heard of was it's been about 3-4 weeks now. There's just not much of that bigger stuff around. But I did just get a late report about a couple of school-sized fish that were caught the first this week, so that's good news. Thanks for that, Dan. I appreciate it. And then squid situation, it's been decent over there. No shortage of bait. An incredible volume of seals chasing it around, which makes it really tough to catch. Those things have just been relentless here this year. But, you know, that squid showing up starts a cycle in that wintertime yellow and sea bass. They'll be getting with it here soon enough. And a couple of just general info items here for you guys. Remember, rockfish season closes for January and February, completely shut down. So hopefully we get a couple of days in after this weather system that's coming. We'll get a couple of days before it shuts down. Stock up that freezer. And also, guys, don't forget to get your 2021 fishing license before that first trip of the year. Fishing Game loves writing them tickets. It's the first of the year for that, no doubt. And but that's this week's report, keeping it a little short. Glad to see 2020 behind us in many respects there. It was really something. But we'll be back next year with the best I can gather on private boaters reports for you guys. Happy New Year, everybody.
Awesome, buddy. Great report, Mark. We sure appreciate that. Thanks for all you do, keeping us up to date, and we'll look forward to talking to you next year.
Oh, man. What a year to keep up with once it got rolling. And I have to imagine 2020 is going to be much the same with, like, what you guys are saying, the amount of fish that's here and the way the just the overall water pattern has shifted, bringing so much of that southern stuff right here to our doorstep. It's hard to believe what's going to happen here this coming year.
I'm sure there was a bluefin caught in every month of the year last year. You know, I mean, there was certainly, I remember guys catching them in February and March and April. Like, I'm sure that that is probably going to be available again this year. Not to say that there's going to be great wide open fishing, you know, in February and January, but I don't think it would surprise anybody to hear of fish being caught all the way through.
Yeah, that's for sure. And, you know, one of the biggest things I've seen in terms of this pattern change, obviously we got all this fish, but when I'm fishing sea bass, it's Santa Barbara Island. This was last spring, early spring, freezing cold, and I see a flock of about 12 boobies go flying overhead, and they're nesting on Santa Barbara Island. I mean, here you got a tropical bird living up here where it isn't supposed to be. I mean, we really got things changing.
That's
crazy.
Cool.
You know, Mark, it on that note, we're seeing stuff, you know, we didn't fished there in Guadalupe this year, but last year, like, you remember down fishing around Leos Rocks, you know, back in the
80s,
the 90s, and seeing all those little red-tailed trigger fish that are out, and the rudder fish that mob you if you get in too shallow. And all.
Yep.
They're all at Guadalupe now.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. No way, really?
Yeah.
Rudder fish?
Wow. Yeah, rudder fish, the little red-tailed triggers, you know, they come up and, you know,
totally.
Eat your sardines and chew your line. And, oh, yeah, they're all at Guadalupe now. They're down there by the rock. They're all down there along the south edge. They're up there and along the lee side of it. Like, where? How the hell did they get there?
Yeah, right.
You know? Like, where do they come
from? Wow.
Along with all the other, you know, when especially in the fall, when after you get the manta rays, you get the whale sharks at Guadalupe. You know, like,
it's just not that far from home. You know,
right.
you think of seeing that kind of stuff way, way, way down the Baja coast.
Right. And then the schools of triggerfish up here. I mean, you used to catch one occasionally,
sure.
And it's within their range. But now there's like big giant schools of those big gray ones. You know what I mean?
Times are changing, buddy.
It's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
I hear we've made the point before on the show about, you know, what call it global warming, climate change, whatever. Climate change to us means, you know,
keep it coming, buddy.
Yeah, schools of yellowfin, you know, Toronto right here offshore, bluefin. Yeah, I guess we'll suffer through it.
I'm a global warming supporter.
Yeah, I won't take it.
Man.
Mark, great job, buddy. Appreciate the phone call for sure. Thanks for everything you do through us throughout the year and always keeping us up to date what's going on, buddy. We sure appreciate it, and we'll look forward to another great one next Saturday.
Guys, take care. We'll see you.
All right, bud. Thanks a lot for that. Hey, well, while we're waiting for Marcos from Seaforth to be joining us here this morning, another fun text came through. This is for Tim. So, Tim, I've been on several of the boats out of the San Diego over the last year, and I've got my fair share of days on the Royal Star. Caught a lot of bluefin this year, and for 2021, my goal is to learn to fly the kite and catch a big tuna on my own boat. Can you talk a little bit about the gear that is needed and the importance of adding the balloon that I see you guys adding to the kite? And then lastly, what mistakes do you see a lot of people doing when they're trying to learn how to fly the kite?
Wow. Well, I, as far as what mistakes, I could probably list every one in the book. It can be a very frustrating form of fishing.
Yeah.
However, on a smaller boat, especially a skiff, you eliminate a lot of the, you know, just windage alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get that backdraft of Venturi on the big boat from because the boat itself affects the wind currents close when you're trying to launch your kite. You don't have any of that on a skiff. Not to mention on a skiff, you can create your own wind by getting a little headway and getting the thing out there. And, you know,
idling around.
Yeah, once it's out there and you got it up at proper elevation. You want to make sure you let it out far enough. That's probably a common mistake I've seen where anglers don't let the kite out far enough and there's not enough wind to really create good drag against the fish when it bites, you know, and the clip at the proper tension. If you follow what I'm saying, it'll either drag the kite down into the water or you know, the clip doesn't release. You know, there's all kinds of different ways to run up against that, but let the kite out far enough. You know what I mean?
Keep it going.
Yeah. And that balloon, you know, that just depends on your wind.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing we call it the life jacket. You know what I mean? It's like if your kite does fall in the water, at least you don't lose it. That's what the balloon does more than anything. But it also creates a little bit of drag against the fish when you get that bite. I should probably turn it over to you because you've got a hell of a lot more experience fishing the kite from the skiff. I know just watching the skiffs and doing it myself a few times, fishing the kite off the skiff on a scale of 1 to 10, a sport boat, you know, being, you know, the most difficult being an 8 or a 9, a skiff is like a 1. I mean, it's really easy to get it out there, and it's really easy to place it because, you know, if you're trying to put your kite bait over a school of bluefin, I mean, in a skiff, you're just looking over your shoulder. It's like, you know, you can make a little micro adjustment and
let it out a little bit, go left a little bit, come right a little bit.
I mean, you just drop it right in the middle. It's a hell of a lot more challenging than a 95 footer. So, I think that if you're gonna do it on your own skiff, that's a great starting point because you're gonna avoid an awful lot of the challenges that we've overcome on the big rig.
Like you said, a balloon is not a necessity. It makes it a whole lot easier to launch because the balloon is aiding and providing providing some lift to the kite, but I don't think it's a necessity thing by any means. And it's, frankly, it's expensive. You know, on a small scale, when we're buying, you know, helium, it is just flat out gotten expensive on a small scale. But the other huge advantage that it gives you is in a, what unfortunately shouldn't ever be, but in a crowded scenario, especially if you're trolling, you know, trolling a yummy fly or whatever that scenario might be, if you have to turn the wrong direction because somebody's coming down on you or vice versa, it allows you to move the boat in a, you know, with your kite up, at least in a skiff, you always want to be turning into the wind. You know, you want the wind to be keeping that kite full, not the opposite. You don't want to pull the kite away from the wind, and that balloon will just allow you, if you have to make a maneuver that would be less than ideal for your fishing, that balloon will at least keep you afloat and allow you to make a wrong turn and not pay the price for it.
Exactly, without your kite falling on the sky. It's the same thing on the big boat.
Sure, sure. Hey, Grant, a great text, though, man. I hope 2021 provides you a big one there. Let's continue on with our catch report. We got the man, Marcos, from C4 Sport Fishing is on the line right now. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Great. Good morning.
Well, a little laid-back week here with Christmas there. The San Diego took a few days off, but they are back down at the islands today, and they're going to take a look around there, hopefully get back to that yellowtail. And if you want to get in on that full-day action, you've only got a few days left here, starting January. They're going to go do some yearly boat work there and get the boat fixed up, because they actually ended up running quite a bit this year and getting out there some great fish in there. Half-day trip, very good bottom fishing throughout the week, and kind of the highlight of the week was actually Christmas Eve. They went out there on that morning half-day, and they caught 12 yellowtail on the half-day, and nice mix of fish in there, you know, 10 to 20-pound fish in there. So they're also back out there today looking around. Got a couple boats locally, and hopefully they get back in that yellowtail. So definitely some options for you. So nice weather right now. It's supposed to kick up a bit early in the week there, but hopefully that doesn't last too long. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Our schedule up there for those half-days. And for the last few San Diego trips there, and there's plenty of room. So if you want to get out there, get one more trip in, try out your new gear that you just got for Christmas, and definitely do that. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out. And if you're lucky enough to get one of those C4th gift cards, come on down, visit us in person, and pick up some gear.
I like it, man. Great report, Marcos. We appreciate that. A good opportunity to throw some cod fillets in the freezer before we take a break from the rockfish. That's a great tip, man. Appreciate it very much. And always, again, just like Mark, man, we sure appreciate you taking the time every weekend, all year long, to keep us up to date with what's going on. And C4th had one heck of a great year, and we appreciate you keeping us abreast of it.
Absolutely. And you know, it's always nice to go down there, talk to everyone. And like I said, the customers were great this year. Everyone was well-behaved, came out here, took advantage of that fishing. And even with those lighter loads that we're doing, there is some great fishing. It ended up being a really good year. And we hope to get another one next year.
No doubt, buddy. Well said. All right. Appreciate it very much, as always, Marcos. And we will talk to you next year.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, thanks, buddy. That's going to wrap up the catch report today. Hey, sponsored by Gamakatsu Nautilus Hooks. They have been a top choice for anglers from the Nautilus Lite, the standard wire Nautilus, and that new Nautilus HD. Now with squid around, don't forget that Gamakatsu 4X Octopus Hook. It's a great hook for the sea bass anglers. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus Hooks and that great Octopus Hook at your favorite tackle store. Phones are packed up for Tim. We're going to jump right back into them, this time talking to Ben, who's calling us from Golden Hill this morning. Hi, Ben. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Do we have Ben from Golden Hill? Well, it looks like we might.
Can you guys hear me?
Hey, there you are, Ben. Sorry, buddy. Good morning. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Great show. Merry Christmas, you guys.
Thank you.
Hey,
thank you.
As far as gear, you know, since you've been on the long range and you fish with a lot of gear, kind of have two questions. What's kind of your favorite? And then second, I have kind of a older stick that's a nice stick. It's got rollers on it, and I believe the rollers have kind of been obsolete. Is it possible to just rip the rollers off and put regular guides on that? I mean, it's a nice 7-foot stout rod for bluefin with the 2-speed on it, so just kind of wondering on the gear.
Absolutely, on the rewrap, and I'd recommend it. I mean, I still like the rollers for like a big, you know, 200-pound kite rig, but they're not necessary anymore. It's a totally different dynamic now with the Spectra, and it's just, you just don't need them. And as far as my favorite rig goes, I mean, my favorite, I guess it depends on what we're fishing for, but just an all around reel. If I was going long range fishing, there was one reel that I'd want, one outfit, it would be a Talica 20 for sure. That's like cool. The most versatile reel, and there's other reels that are in that same category. You know, some of those Avid reels. Is it the Ricky's going to save me here?
The same size would be an HX.
That's right, the HX or the JX, something like that. But my personal favorite, that Talica 20 is the most epic all around reel. You can do anything with that reel.
Right.
I mean, you could fish 25 or 30 pound if you wanted to.
Yeah.
The reel's bigger than that, but it would still fish that type line with a sardine or anchovy fly line. You can bottom fish with it. You can fish 200 pound bluefin.
Yeah,
I mean, we
ball,
caught a
sure.
bunch of 200 pound fish on those Talica 20s with 130 pound Spectra and 100 pound top shots or 130 pound top shots, whatever it was. And that reel is way adequate for that. Those things have the in the lower end, man, they've got cranking power like none other. You can yo-yo fish
exactly.
with it. You can, you know, if it's that 50 to 70 pound grade tuna, I mean, it's the all around, it is the best, most versatile reel I personally have ever seen.
We had a Talica 20 on a CalStar Graphiter 770 extra heavy and 100 pound top shot on it. That was tied on with a flat fall. And I was fishing with my boat partner Neil and with Captain Blake Wasano at San Clemente Island. We were trolling a yummy flyer trying to catch big bluefin, and we had that set up. If you know, we saw a bluefin school later that night, we were going to flat fall with it. And while driving along, we found a swordfish up finning on the surface. Literally cut the flat fall off of it, tied a big hook onto it, and fired a mackerel at a swordfish and caught a 300 pound broadbill on the surface with the Talica 20. Not one time was that reel ever put through its paces.
Right.
I mean, that thing had a jig on it 2 minutes before, and later we're heaving on a 300 pound fish, and not one point was that reel lacking in power or drag or anything else.
Yeah.
And you could, like you say, you could go to Baja and that'd be your 25 pound yellowtail with a yo-yo jig reel just as good.
Right.
You know, how many reels are appropriate with a 200 pound tuna and also a 20 pound yellow?
I really can't think of any. I mean, that whole,
I'm with you.
And you guys know, I want to see, I'm not getting a kickback from Shimano. I know, you know, and I'm not a Shimano spokesperson. I'm just saying that gear, that whole Talica line, the Trinidad, the Talica. You see how great I am as a reel salesman. Those reels are just so versatile, and I mean, I've been doing, you know, I've fished my whole life, and I'm telling you, that reel in my hand and in everybody's hand that I see use them, it doesn't matter what size range it is, from that 20 all the way down to those little guys that are just...
Eights and tens.
Yeah, the eights and tens, they're phenomenal, too. I mean, they're ridiculous. You
That's
all
cool.
remember the story about my son, Duke. He had a Trinidad 14. And I'm telling you, that reel caught 150 fish between, you know, 15-pound yellowtail and 70-pound tuna or more before...
That's what he used for every fish, whether it was
everything.
Yellowtail or a tuna at Guadalupe, he fished that reel.
Yeah, and we never changed the drags. We just, you know, washed it down. And I mean, those things are so versatile.
That's cool.
Yeah, you can really get a, you know, just a few rigs. And you did, you said the one rig, so that's the one I came up with because it covers every single size from, you know, small to big. But that any one of those along that line for whatever, you know, specific size or species you're targeting is going to serve you well.
Yeah, you get a 10, a 12, and a 20, those three outfits would pretty much do everything you're going to do on a trip up and down the coast.
100%.
Yeah.
For any kind of fishing. Live bait, anywhere from a live bait to an anchovy to plastics and the kelp for you know, bass to offshore flat falling, you know, kite fishing, whatever. Just
covered.
Yeah,
that's it. That's cool. Ben, appreciate the phone call very much, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that. How about next up, we talk to Menard, who's calling us from Temecula this morning. What's up, Menard? Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Good morning, guys. Happy New Year to you all.
Hey, Menard.
Just a shout out. Yeah, hey, Tim. Just a shout out to the Royal Star and the crew and everyone. Is that you know, I've been trying to go on two trips a year, and my expectations have always been exceeded in what we've done and how we've done it. And I can't wait to start fishing with Skipper Blake.
There you go. Thanks for the shout out. Sure appreciate it, Menard, and love fishing with you and you know, the guys in Dave's group, the Berutich trip, and all the other ones you've been on. Sure is a pleasure, and great shout out for Captain Blake Wasano. I don't, you know, for the listeners who know Blake, he's been working with us on Royal Star for a long, long time. He started on there when he was, I want to say he's either 19 or 20, and here he is at 32 years old. He's come up through the ranks. He
That's
is literally
rad,
one of the guys that, you know, it took him a long time. He's just among the most incredible fishermen that I've ever known in every respect. Again, it doesn't matter what you're talking. I mean, you could be like grabbing grunion with your hands on the beach or fishing 300-pounders and everything in between, and he's going to be good at it. You know what I mean? He's got amazing instincts and drive like none other. I mean, every fish is for him, the success factor is life and death. You know what I mean? Like he wants it bad. And I knew that would translate over to his drive when he's running the boat too. He finally got his shot. You know, he got his license a few years back, and he's been coming up again through the ranks, learning the boat mechanically, and his leadership skills now are consistent with his
That's
ability.
Awesome, man.
And
That's
man
so cool.
He got a chance to run his first trip and did it with flying colors. He's going to have a lot more shots as the year comes up. I mean, I don't want to get off the boat. Brian doesn't want to get off the boat. You know what I mean? But at the same time, Blake is so talented. He's got such potential. I'm going to yield at times.
That's
to
cool,
get
man.
Him behind the wheel, because he's going to be that good and do that good.
I saw a video that one of the passengers posted, that the first fish that he landed as captain was like a 150-pound bluefin or something. You know, like, how often is it the very first fish that comes over the rail when you're at the helm is what was and still certainly is a lifetime trophy of a fish? Like, I thought that was a great official start to the career.
I thought the same thing as far as a defining moment.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, okay, if it's going to go this way, that's it.
That's pretty cool. That, Menard, that's great, man. Well said.
One other thing. Maybe you can let him do a little bit running the boat where you can spend time with your son if there's a baseball season.
There you go. Amen. Thanks for that.
Yeah, I think that works
all the
way around.
I'll take you up on that for sure. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Great call, Menard. Appreciate it very much, buddy.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for the call. All right. Hey, another great text came through to Let's Talk Hookup here. This one says, "Happy holidays, boys. Tim, can you explain RSW and the techniques that keep your fish so fresh? Royal Star definitely has perfected the handling of all the fish." And I will say that this comes from a guy that is well aware of what good fish looks like. That's from our buddy Jeff from Sushi on a Roll. So guy that knows what he's looking at with fish wants to know a little bit about how you guys do such a good job with it.
I'll tell you what, first of all, as far as RSW goes, and again, upon reflection, that is the greatest contribution that I have made to our industry. And you know, if I had a defining contribution, that is it. I am just, you know, at the time I knew it was going to be big. I knew it was going to redefine our fishery and how we do things. But I just have such tremendous pride in the fact that this entire fleet now delivers this incredible quality product. Whereas, you know, and just the realization of the inherent value of what we're catching, right, what we're harvesting, because that's what we're doing. You know, we're going out there and we're harvesting. It's an opportunity for, you know, your average Joe like you or me to go out there and actually catch our own, you know, bring home what we're going to share with our family and friends, and to do it in a way that really respects and honors the, you know, what we're taking.
Yeah.
It's just the right way to go about things, and you know, the first and most important part of that RSW is maintaining that temperature. In seawater doesn't freeze until 28 degrees, so we like to maintain it in that 31 to 30 degree range, and the fish doesn't freeze, the meat doesn't freeze, it just keeps it in that perfect state, like just like it's packed on ice,
just super cold,
and it gets the heat out of
frozen.
It. That's right, not frozen. It gets the heat out of that fish, and the way we set up our system, we actually have the ability to regulate, and I don't want to get too far in the weeds here, but we have the ability to regulate the amount of refrigerant going to each individual tank. So our temperature doesn't go up and down. It doesn't cycle on a thermostat. It doesn't go to 34 and then shut off and get that back down. It stays at one constant temp. And if we catch a bunch of fish, add a bunch of heat, we just open up our regulator a little bit, add a little more gas. So that temperature never fluctuates. It
That's
stays
cool.
right at that perfect temperature. And also, the way we have our system set up, we never add salt. We don't put any salt in it. It's just seawater. So, you know, there's always a risk of icing up your system because, you know, it gets too cold and you build ice. And anyway, the way we run our system, it doesn't build any ice. And
okay.
That's really what our edge is. And then the final part of it, and really what's most critical, is that your captains and crews respect that product as well.
Right.
You know what I mean? Respect the process, respect the product, and they put the work in. Because it takes, and we've talked about it before. You've been there. You've seen it. You know what I mean? It's wide open fishing, and we're not compromising the care of the fish because the fishing is great. You know what I mean? We remove the innards. We wash those fish out. We don't body slam them on the deck. We don't drag them across the deck and rip half the skin off,
right.
You know, on the non-skid. It's all those little things really make a difference. They add up. And in the end, when you're sitting there with your family and friends, and even the number of times I've seen it, and you've probably had the same experience, somebody, they're not a fish eater.
Oh, that's the best.
But then they have fish that's off of Royal Star. They have yellowtail. They have Dorado. They have tuna, whatever it may be. And this is the best fish I have ever had in my life. There's no fishiness. The texture is just incredible.
That's what turns people off. It's not that they, you know, I'm sure in most cases, like, it's not that they're against a fish, but their experience has been something that got gamey and it got funky and it got mushy. And, like, nobody likes that. And if that's what your experience is to draw off of it, how could you? But a product that's treated right like that, it doesn't, there is no, you remove all of the foul things and poorly handled product, how do you not enjoy that?
It's true. And that's what will happen. You know, I mean, it's just a fact of life. If the fish, you know, let's just go back and granted, we're a product of evolution. So
of course.
I'm not talking down on the way we used to do
Absolutely
it.
Absolutely not.
But, you know, we just didn't know. And you know, in when I was on the Pacific Queen in the early 80s, you know, it's like, hey, man, your albacore sat in the sack all day, man. You know, 7 o'clock at night when you're coming in and filleting albacore and half of it's, like, dripping off the carcass. Or, you know, when you take the – or you go to rip the skin off and half the fillet
comes
off
with
the
it.
Skin. You're like, whoops.
Good thing we got 30 of these.
Exactly right. Yeah, so, I mean, your product is only going to be as good as the care
totally.
You put into it. And now we all know. We all know, and we all know the difference. And when you have a crew that's dedicated to that, I mean, we have, I have such tremendous pride, again, in being so instrumental in the introduction of that whole RSW system to the recreational fleet here. But we have such pride. I mean, every individual fish we catch, still, I'm on it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's cool.
I'm like, you know, and all my guys too. Like, we all know, and because that's a reflection of us. It's a reflection of how we run our operation. It's a reflection of our entire. I mean, it's like our culture on the boat. You know what I mean?
One of the things that I've always thought was so cool about, and I've been very fortunate to spend a lot of days at sea with you and on board the Royal Star, is I always like seeing, you know, whether it be talking to the guy or from afar, whoever's you know in charge of the machinery on the trip, whoever's in charge basically of the RSW, is watching them do what they're supposed to do. They're so good about being, you know, accommodating and BSing and, you know, kind of cutting it up with the guys as far as, you know, telling fish stories. And then you can see, like, their toe twitching because somebody's telling them a story about their fish and they're knowing that they want to go check the temperature, check on their deal. And you can just see, like, that you know, that gremlin inside him is like, man, I got to get down there and, like, hey, excuse me for a quick second, then run downstairs to go check on it. You can watch the guy who's in charge and, you know how serious they take it. Even when they're in the middle of interacting with a customer, all of a sudden, like, that little light goes off and goes, hey man, I gotta go check the levels of my tank, and you know, they're downstairs and keep an eye on things. You just watch how important it is to whoever's gig that is.
And when you see him coming out of the hatch, which it's, you know, the so when we introduced the RSW, it was either 2003, 2004, anyway, it's been a long time, as you can imagine the number of loads of fish we've seen unloaded, and still to this day, they come out of the hatch, and I look at them and just go, God, look at that.
There's
thing.
No way.
How beautiful that thing is. They look like they're still alive.
Yeah.
You know, it's just incredible. And to be the number of trips here, how incredible was this bluefin? I mean, as an opportunity to really showcase just how valuable this product is. You know, you have this 300-pound bluefin, 200-pound bluefin that's, you know, an incredibly coveted, you know, marketable fish. And here our anglers coming off the boat, you know, we 7-day trip, you know, you spend $3,000 plus what you invest in your gear, so on and so forth. I mean, it's a chunk.
No doubt.
It's an investment. But you're coming off the boat, you know, you've got, say, 4 or 5 bluefin for the trip. You know, you got a couple 50-pounders. You got a 250-pounder.
Yeah.
You have enough of this bluefin product to share with family and friends all year.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the best fish they've ever had in their life from the day you get off the boat all the way to 6-8 months later, you know, when
exactly.
they're pulling it out of the freezer and they're beautiful packages from Fisherman's Processing. I mean, it's just the dollar value that adds to the trip.
Big time.
Is you know, I mean, I guess you can quantify it, but, you know, what's that value worth, you know?
Hey, go down to Point Loma Seafoods. You know, pick a highest end spot where you can go pick up fish like a Point Loma Seafoods. It costs that much for a reason. It's a coveted product.
Right.
And you're walking off the boat with carts of it.
Yeah. And as the angler that's sharing that with your friends.
Totally.
I mean, how cool is that? How many times have you had that happen where, you know, 3 months later you get a phone call, you're BSing with your buddy, he's like, oh, hey, by the way, I pulled out a package of
just
that.
Just had that.
Yeah, that bluefin, it was still epic. You know?
Yeah.
So I love it when that happens.
That's cool. Right on. Well, hey, that's a great one, Jeff, and I'm sure a very busy guy with the holiday parties going on. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest Vodka Mule, or the Spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Man, having a great time here this morning. Lots of opportunities still to get through if you want to join us. Give us a call, 213-432-1090. Been a very busy morning, but that's certainly your opportunity to get through.
So, hey, Ricky, I wanted to hit on one other thing we were talking about, you know, this bluefin in the wintertime. You made that point about, hey, was there a month last year that there wasn't a bluefin caught? You know, we actually, this year, taking into account that it's, you know, it's wintertime and the long trips are kind of folding based on the whole COVID nightmare. And you know, the success we had in the bluefin, so on and so forth. Anyway, we're putting these three-day trips in over the weekend to take advantage of this bluefin, which we already saw on the way down on that last trip.
Right.
It's already on its way back down, and there's just, you know, we talked earlier about what happened to all that bluefin. Well, it's still around. And typically what we've seen the last few years is it starts making its way back down, and somewhere in between, we've seen this pattern for the last 5 years now.
It's
on the way
new.
Up and down on long trips, going to the Cape, back and forth, and you see it almost every time, somewhere. Mm-hmm. In between, say, outside of Geronimo, outside of Colnett, outside San Quintin, you know, somewhere, and I'm just using those as landmarks, you know, maybe farther west. But that, as long as you got the weather, you got the weather window, I'm very confident that that fish is going to be available. We've got trips scheduled over the weekend. They're going to be weather dependent.
I dig
and,
that.
And I may adapt that. I may go down to day and a half, so if we get wind to fish or we see the water outside of Colonnette. But we're going to keep running the boat.
You know what I mean? Love that.
We've got plenty of time to do our maintenance. It's already carved out in the second week of March or the second week of April. We're going to get some of it done ahead of time. But the bottom line is we're going to do our best to keep the boat online and take advantage of this bluefin that we've seen year after year, time after time, be available.
Cool thing about that length of trip and where you'll be is obviously you have that great bluefin, and then, you know, either in addition to or in lieu of Baja coastal yellowtail fishing, killer reds and lings, like you've got a lot of area to pivot down there if you either get your fill of bluefin or if you need to go do something else. You're in like prime location to go do all that other fun wintertime stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and that's
cool.
The objective. You know, number one, we're bluefin.
Sure.
Bluefin bound, you know, that's the goal. But, you know, in the event that fishing throws you a curveball, which it does happen, and it's wintertime, like you said, you got the whole coast. You go in there and take advantage of it, but you know,
I think that's cool, man.
Yeah, and I've been shooting it out there on the website and talking to anglers. You know, if we're lined up and we see that it's going to blow 25 and, you know, be terrible weather offshore, hey, heck with that. We'll scrub it. We'll wait till the next weekend.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
You know
that's
I mean?
Perfect.
Yeah, because this time of year we have that kind of flexibility. So why not take advantage of it? But I'm really confident. I mean, seeing as much bluefin as there has been around, seeing it already, you know, it's already made its way down there. Both Roy and I, he was 40 miles west of us on the way down the last trip. We were 40 miles inside, you know, closer to the coast, and we both were seeing really good sign of that bluefin and different sizes. He was on the big ones out there. We were on that school fish. So, you know, I feel good about the fishing prospects.
Yeah.
We'll see how it unfolds. We'll see if guys want to go fishing, but if they do, we're going to be a platform.
Man, that's like a multi-fold. Like, one, it's great for the boat. It's great for us as anglers, but also keeps track of that fish earlier and earlier into the year. You know, I mean, that always seems to be the big issue as far as getting the season quote-unquote kicked off is you got to have, you know, you got to have people out looking and fishing, and you know, I wouldn't be surprised to anybody if that fish is still, you know, in that vicinity of San Clemente, Tan or Cortez, you know, all that 60 mile, you know, all that area. But when it goes from having a fleet of guys fishing it and keeping track of it every day to as the season wanes, there's only a couple of boats, it, you know, if it makes a 20 mile move, that's it.
But
having tabs on it, you know, throughout the year, that's just a win for everybody.
Yeah, and between, you know, with the technology nowadays too, those temp charts, the 50-meter charts, the surface temp, as long as you got clear weather, you know, we just have tools in at our disposal now. We didn't have even, you know, 3, 4, 5 years ago. We're much more effective as far as locating where those things or narrowing it down, let's say, ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
That really keeps you in the game.
That's cool. I dig it. I think it's a great call. So those will be, I mean, are they up now? Will that just be something we keep an eye on the website, and the landing, or how do we take advantage?
We've got one up on the 1st of January. It's a Friday through a Monday, 3-day. We've got one up the next weekend, the following weekend, and then I'm just going to play it by ear. Like I said, I might pare it down. If we have a sign of it, let's say the fish is set up shop, you know, outside Ensenada or calling it something like that, we'll pare it down. We'll run day and a half. So, you know, we'll go Friday night through Sunday. But the bottom line is we're going to do our best to keep the boat up and running. Keep it available.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, if anglers want to go fishing, we're going to be there.
You can take them. That's right. Yeah. Cool. I love it. All right. We'll jump back into the phones. Talk to Tom. He's calling us from Temecula. What's up, Tom? Good morning.
Morning, guys. Let's all hope for a completely different 2021 going into the new year.
Not too far different as far as the bluefin goes.
We'll take the fishing. But.
Yeah, exactly.
And the weather, too. We had epic weather this year.
Yeah. Tim, I got two questions for you. First one is, I know on my last trip out to the Cortez there, we were seeing a lot of that school-size bluefin and caught a lot of that 20-pound stuff. But the big fish that we caught were all on the kite. And I was wondering what your percentage of really big bluefin were on the kite versus flatfalls and bait. This year. And then the second part of my question is, an 80-pound outfit, can that pretty much do everything? I know you tend to want to go to the really heavy stuff just in case you catch a 300-pounder, but how well does an 80-pound outfit perform with the fish that we've been seeing?
Couple of great questions.
Yeah, I think an 80-pound outfit is all right, but you know my opinion on that is if you're going to use 80, why not use 100? You know, because they're really, as far as diameter goes, and especially if you're using a shorter top shot of the help me out with the AFCO brand of the
Psycho Pro.
That stuff's
great, right?
Bomb.
I agree.
Yeah, the Psycho Pro fluorocarbon. You know, we've evolved again. We've graduated up, and that product is the bomb. That's what we use. I'm so pleased with the performance of that product. That stuff is, I'm going to say it the third time, the bomb. That's what I'd be using. Anyway, the difference in the diameter between that 80 and 100 is minimal. I don't think it's going to really affect the number of bites you have, so I'd recommend you fish the 100 just in case you do hook that big jumbo. You're that much more likely to convert into the opportunity into success. And then the ratio of the kite fish to the flat fall, and I'm assuming you're talking about big fish over 200 pounds. I would say...
Yeah.
I'd say it was about 70% on the kite to 30% on the flat falls. And that's the season average. I mean, there was times we didn't catch anything on the kite. Everything we caught was flat falling at night. There just wasn't any daytime fishing. But I think that's probably covers the season average. As far as the bait goes, the live bait, boy, that was a tough slog to get one on a live bait. And it really was. I don't think we got more than you know, a handful for the whole season of fish. And the ones that we did were on sinkers.
A lot of sinker rigs.
Yeah. Yeah, sinker rigs. And earlier in the season, we actually had more shots. Maybe not the 200-pounders, but certainly the 100 to 150-pounders. We had pretty good shots at those on the sardines with the sinkers. But as the season progressed, once they got out there west of the islands, that was mainly it was kites and flatfalls.
Did they let their guard down more on the flatfall because it's a nighttime or a deep water thing, or is that just what they want to bite? What do you think it is about it where they would bite that better than they would bite a sardine or a sinker or whatever?
I don't know. I think the flatfall has got to be. Again, going back to it's like the word of the morning, evolution. I mean, as far as our fishing evolving, our fishery evolving, have you ever seen anything like those flatfalls? I mean, I remember when we started kite fishing again, and all of a sudden it just opened a whole new world. I mean, think of that. Think of the success we've had. Think of how many fish have been landed through the use of kites that if we weren't kite fishing, you know what I mean? We'd just be looking at these vast schools of fish that were untouchable. The flatfalls were the same way.
Totally.
I mean, early in my career, you'd fish a jig. We fished jigs at night, PL 68s and the like, and we actually did get a few on those this year. But those flatfalls, man, I mean, it's
you
just
it's
unbelievable.
No doubt about it.
The number of fish that we're catching using those flatfalls, what that has done for this fishery, it's just amazing.
That's
it really is. It's and you know, how many times do we have you're basically, you know, you're trying all day long, you're working at it, but you're just mapping out, you know, as far as the captain goes, you're just mapping out where the fish are. It's like, okay, I know where I want to be tonight.
Once the sun goes down, this is, X is going to mark the spot. Yeah. Hey, Tom, appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's going fishing on board the Liberty. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test drive. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Bray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it. For all your insurance needs, Snap Insurance is your top choice, providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. Work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Get advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time to find out the big winner going fishing on board a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. A big congratulations goes to Menard. You're going to have a great time, Menard, fishing on that Liberty. The guys do a great job. Tim, I'm always blown away at how fast 2 hours can roll by. I always joke, like, 2 hours at work takes half the day. 2 hours BSing with a buddy talking about fishing seems to go by in about 5 minutes. But,
right?
Man, this was awesome.
Yeah, I'd say it every time I'm here. It's the fastest 2 hours of my life. You know what I mean?
Totally.
And we're just getting warmed up.
Yeah.
I mean, we could go 4 hours. You'd be sitting here all day.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Well, if somebody wants to keep in touch with all the stuff going on, especially those 3 days and potential day-and-a-half trips you guys have coming up, I think a great call in a really fun time of year. You kick on the weather like we're having right now, 72 degrees in the middle of winter, going down the Baja coast and pulling on some bluefins and yellows. Like, I think that was a tremendous idea and is going to be a really successful one.
I'm ready. Yeah. I think that, you know, this may be kind of it's a template this year. We're kind of launching the idea, so we'll see how it all goes. But I think we're going to be doing more of this in the future. As again, the ocean transforms and these opportunities extend all the way into January, February, and beyond. Why stop fishing?
Yeah, right? No, totally.
You know, just because it's the winter months, why stop? Anyway, keep track on our website, RoyalStarSportFishing.com. Give us a call in the office, 619-224-4764. Tracy, Brian, or I, Blake, Captain Wasano, we're always happy to talk shop, talk fishing, and certainly we're available. So come on down to the boat, visit us at the landing, BS with us. We're here all the time.
You guys always do such a good job, too. If a guy has a specific question when he calls, quick access to yourself, to Brian, to Blake. I mean, you guys, Tracy obviously does such a great job taking care of everybody, but you guys do a really good job making yourselves available for the customer.
Absolutely. All the time.
All right, buddy. Appreciate that. Great time. Love talking fishing with Captain Tim, and we love talking fishing with you. Another great show coming for you tomorrow morning. morning, Captain Jim Hughes of the Cortez will be joining us, and we'll be back with a negative result. Pete Gray, Kelsey, and Ned will be here in the morning. We're going to be having fun. Talk to you tomorrow morning on the Let's Talk Hookup and on the Mightier 1090.
Happy New Year.